Are you imagining the bluegrass duck walking? I am. I think it's the banjo player.
His mother told him someday you'll be a man, and you'll be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music till the sun goes down. And maybe someday your name will be in lights, and Johnny be good tonight. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go. Johnny, be good.
Jim and Jesse at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our player as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus a listen by phone service that works well if you have a poor internet connection and unlimited long distance. You can listen by phoning 631-359-8728.
Mariposa, poor fluttering thing, where's the sweetness to strengthen your wing? You have lost all your workaday world. It's so strange now your wings have unfurled. Fly higher, still higher, it's all so different somehow. Try higher, still higher, until you see Mariposa. The things that you need are no longer the leaf and the seed. Lift your lips up, rejoice in this hour. You were made for the heart of the flower. Somehow, try higher, still higher, until you see Mariposa. The things that you need are no longer the leaf and the seed. Lift your lips up, rejoice in this hour. You were made for the heart of the flower.
Saturday Light Brigade with Bob Franke and Mariposa. And Bob died on Thursday, originally from Hamtramck, Michigan. He spent most of his career in New England. And sadly, he and his wife, Joan, just 4 weeks ago, moved to Antigua, Guatemala. And Bob was crossing a street. He was hit by a motorcycle, which caused damage to his pelvis. And as he was being operated on, he had a heart attack and passed away as a result. A brilliant songwriter. Bob's last name is F-R-A-N-K-E, and pronounced Frankie, Bob Frankie. And you might enjoy learning more about him and his work. Today's Brigade Charade coming up.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for today's Brigade Charade. This works by our giving you clues for each syllable of the answer. We do have to use words because radio is the medium that has figured out how to filter the pictures out before they reach your home or car. The clue is 60s craze. 60s craze. Syllable one, power unit. Power unit. Syllable two, pair. Pair. Syllable three, body of water. Body of water. Do you think you know the answer? This one's a little tough. Again, the clue is 60s craze. And the three syllables are power unit, pair, and body of water.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Send in a thousand grandmothers. They will surely volunteer with their ancient wisdom flowing. They will lend a loving ear. They will lend a loving ear. First they'll form a loving circle around the wounded wing, then contain the brutal beasts of war. Sweet freedom songs they'll sing. freedom songs they'll sing. A lullaby much stronger than bombs and threats to kill. A force unlike we've ever seen will break the murderer's will. To the prisons we'll invite them. Most violent souls will weep when a thousand women hold them strong and pray their souls to keep. And pray their souls to keep. Let them rock the few who steal the most and rule with youthful charms. So they'll see the damage that they do and they'll fall into grandma's arms. 2,000 loving arms. If you think these women are too soft to face the world at hand, then you've never known the power of love and you fail to understand. An old woman holds a powerful force when she no longer needs to please. She can cut your shallow life to bits and bring you to your knees. We best get down on our knees and pray for a thousand grandmothers. Will you please come volunteer? No longer tucked deep out of sight, will you bring your power here? Will you bring your power in this world where I belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flow of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. I won't breathe the brandy air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. There's nothing I can lose or I can gain when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. Evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my
dances of delight when I'm gone. And the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. At the lies when I'm gone, and I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Disappear Fear. Singing the song of Phil Oakes, When I'm Gone. That from their album, Get Your Fill. As Phil would say, get it, get your fill. And before that, Holly Near and Emma's Revolution with 1,000 grandmothers. We're asking you to collaborate with us to see if you can solve this morning's brigade charade. This one's tough. The clue is 1960s craze. 1960s craze, syllable one, power unit. Don't think too hard on that. Standard unit of power. Syllable two, pair. P-A-I-R, if you were wondering. Syllable three, body of water. We'll give you another moment to put those three syllables together and come up with a 1960s craze. Remember that spelling does not count. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. The very first person to get it, Stu. And McCandless, who's, I think, batting 1,000 today. Well done, Stu. Mike in Mars, Pennsylvania, got it. So did Larry in Elwood City. John in Economy Borough also got the correct answer, as did Rich in Freeport. Ron in Edgewood, nice to hear from you. He's got the correct answer. John in Carrick also got it. And Russ in King, North Carolina, got it as well. Tommy in North Chesterfield also got the correct answer. And you take away the me and Tommy, and you get Tom in McCandless. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Now, Tom wrote us earlier when we were talking about Chuck Berry, and you said you made a chuck roast with a strawberry Jell-O based sauce. Or
I didn't mix them together. They're two separate items.
Ah, okay. Because I was wondering, I could maybe see strawberry Jell-O as maybe with fish or maybe lamb. If you do mint jelly with lamb, why not strawberry Jell-O? But you okay? That was separate from
right
the chuck
but,
roast.
When I made the chuck roast, I had some leftover apple cider, so I poured that in. So,
ah,
but the ambrosia, I belonged to this cooking club at the library, and for November we're supposed to make something that we've always wanted to make for Thanksgiving, but we're too scared to.
And like a turkey.
So, I don't know, my mother used to make something where she would mix Jell-O and Cool Whip and then throw some fruit in. And so I didn't know what she called it, so I searched on the internet and came up with something called ambrosia. And I looked at the ingredients, and the other day I bought the Jell-O and the Cool Whip. And then I finally read the instructions, and I thought you'd make the Jell-O, you know, like heat it up and pour it in, and all you'd have to do is mix the Jell-O powder, so to speak, with the Cool Whip and then throw in some fruit, and that's all there is to it.
Wow. And now, I seem to remember a variation of that that would also include pretzels and with the Jell-O. Have you ever heard of that?
I think on one of the recipes, they did say pretzels. I know some of them said, I forgot to buy marshmallows. You're supposed to put little marshmallows in, too. And some of them have walnuts, but it's the kind of thing you could do anything you want with it, really.
Interesting. Well, that was all the craze. My mom had so many copper Jell-O molds hanging on the wall of the kitchen so she could make Jell-O in any shape you might wish. And Jell-O's still relatively popular, I think, but it goes in and out of style, I suppose.
Well, if people knew where gelatin came from, it wouldn't be very popular.
Yes, indeed. That's the bones and pectin and all that stuff.
I was going to say film emulsions come from the same, you know, they use that for film emulsion, too.
Well, somehow it works. Somehow it all comes together. Well, you also knew you knew the answer to the dance here.
Yeah, well, I got the two and the C part, and I couldn't figure out the first one, and I explained it to my wife, and she says, "What?" She didn't hear me right, so, oh, Watusi.
And I should say, you know, we were going to make the clue 60s dance, and I thought to make it a little tougher, we would say 60s craze. It was a short-lived craze, the dance known as the Watusi. And Bruce in Cannonsburg this morning just got the correct answer.
Well, I remember hearing the song, the Wah Wah Tusi, but I didn't really know that it was also a dance. Because I think the song says something, do the Wah Tusi.
Yes. Well, there's...
And then after that, it didn't. I can't remember what happened after that. But and I didn't really realize it was a dance.
The song,
I'm not sure what I thought it was.
The song's, I remember it, I could swear it comes up in number 9 by the Beatles. They're listing a bunch of things, and you hear the Watusi. Ricky's nodding her head in affirmation. It also comes up in The Land of a Thousand Dances. Na 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 na. The Watusi. And I there's your song that you just mentioned, and probably a few others too. I don't know how to do it. And if I knew how, I probably still couldn't do it.
Well, speaking of somebody who flunked out of polka school, the only two dances I really knew were the twist and then the slow dance, whatever that was.
Yeah, I'm looking. The Watusi was recorded in 1962. And was on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 2. Chubby Checker had a hit with it a year later. And Smokey Robinson also had their own version. I'll see if I can find any of these. I have one Watusi song that we'll play in a moment. Stevie Wonder did the monkey Watusi. Who knew? Lots of Watusis.
What about the Freddy? Do you remember the Freddy?
Oh, yes. The Freddy, I remember by Oh, gosh.
Freddie and the Dreamers?
Yeah, Freddie and the Dreamers. I was trying to remember them. All these dance crazes. We don't seem to have...
I think the twist is what got them all going.
Yes.
I think the twist was first, and then they had to sit down and think of some others, you know.
I think you're right. It's following on with as many things as we can. Let's see, Steve and Sharon just checked in to say hello, and hello back, Steve. Oh, and Russ, a lot of people were wondering about the second syllable, pair, P-A-I-R. The pair was to give you the clue of two. If you have a pair of something, you have two of them. So watts for the energy unit, two for the pair, and C for the body of water, as in wa-2-C. So thanks, Tom. Well done.
Okay, see ya.
A charge to Tom and a charge to you. I guarantee you it was not this song that started the craze.
I know things are gonna be better, and we'll greet them as sunny days, and no one can blame it on the weather as we watch the clouds roll away. And I can hear your voice just standing there with golden eyes and waving hair. I wondered how I let you slip away. Sunny days, and no one can blame it on the weather as we watch the clouds roll away. And I can hear your voice just standing there, even when your life is full of care. I want to take you home, tell me what I'll say. Boy, you left me standing alone, all covered in moonlight.
Light Brigade with Michael Holland and the Okanoches String Band. Do the Watsus. I think I said the Orions before. I should have said Orlons. Blame the bifocals. Got the correct answer as well.
Baby, when you do that flip, never, never do you get yourself kissed. But you always dance it far apart.
What you see, girl, is a really smart.
Wah, 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 wah.
Correct Answers by way of Facebook. Jess came up with it.
What you see makes you feel so good.
Everybody. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with the Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Steve and Sharon's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and streaming services, including our own slbradio.org.
Dancing may do this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. A dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cone, why it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, why it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around your bones. The polar bears ain't green in Greenland, they got the right idea. Think it's great to refrigerate while we suffocate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Why it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie on those hothouse telephones, why it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red hot saxophones, why ain't no sin to rip it off and dance around in your bones. Just take a look at the girls while they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed in silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. When they wear those x-ray dresses and upset their chaperone, why it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance, 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 a doodle doodle, dance, 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 a doodle doodle, dance, 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 around in your bones.
Saturday Light Brigade, sorry Mark, with Mark Murphy, the great Mark Murphy. Taking us in to dance around in your bones, there was an episode of MASH where Alan Alda sang that song, if memory serves. Ricky's giving me a quizzical look. Pretty sure that's the case. He sang You're the Top, at one point, but I think he, or maybe he chanted it. Now, well, maybe you know. Do you remember Alan Alda doing that? I'll do some research and see if I can figure it out.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
It's Cartober here at the Saturday Light Brigade and all across the country of radio stations and public broadcasting programs are encouraging you to consider donating a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible. What's nice is our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. And please spread the word if you know somebody who is looking to liberate themselves from a vehicle. They can work with us to do that with our partners. They'll get a tax donation. Our partners will sell the vehicle and send the cash to us. For details, 855-500-RIDE or slbradio.careasy.org. Now, back to my earlier assertion, it's not Alan Alda dancing, but I think I've got it here.
I wish there were a radio way up in heaven so I could say hello to Mother every day.
I didn't know you could sing.
Was I singing? I thought I was dancing. What the devil's going on in here?
Frank, baby!
Come on in. Take off your skin and rattle around in your bones. Come on in. Take off your skin and
rattle around in your bones.
There it is. And that's a rare moment of Major Houlihan and Drs. Pierce and McIntyre bonding all together with everybody together in their place, with the exception of Frank, who's not being allowed to enjoy life. Apparently it ends, Frank leaves, and Margaret Houlihan says, "Who was that?" We're going to challenge you with our high clue in a moment. First, a request, if I may. Great nonprofits is more or less the good housekeeping seal of approval for nonprofit organizations. SLB has been one of the founding members of this organization going way back, and we've always been graced with a top-rated seal, and that helps donors and foundations and others know that folks appreciate the work that we do. If you have a moment to leave a review of SLB on the great nonprofit site, it will help us maintain that status. We are about 8 short of our goal. We'll make it. We haven't been asking for folks to leave reviews, and have not made the site very apparent either. So here's how to do it. tinyurl.com/slbreview2025. It's just that simple. tinyurl.com/slbreview2025. That will take you straight to a form. You can fill it out. There's no need to register. It can be anonymous. But when you do that, you can leave your review, and it will get us closer to that top-rated nonprofit status. Thank you. Now I'm going to be singing the Rattle Around in Your Bones song all day long. Now it's time for today's high clue. We will give you 17 syllables leading to a single answer. Ricky, have you audited today's high clue? Oh, she's... I caught Ricky not doing the audit. We're using GAAP procedures today, generally accepted auditing practices. And we'll be using the accrual method, meaning it would be a cruel thing to tell me I got the number of syllables wrong because I would need to rewrite it. Here it is. A song about a trip from Monroe to Spencer that ended in Danville. Once again, song about a trip from Monroe to Spencer that ended in Danville.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
If you want to do right by your appetite, if you're fussy about your food, take a choo-choo today, head New England way, and we'll put you in the happiest mood with Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, and Dowdy makes your eyes light up and your tummy say howdy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy makes the sun come out when the heavens are cloudy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving Shoe Fly Pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, makes your eyes light up and your tummy say, howdy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Oh, no! Somebody, oh mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, and Dowdy makes your eyes light up and your tummy say howdy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
I was down for the count, I was out of commission, I was having a bad day. I was definitely in a precarious position, but if you ask me how I'm doing now, this is what I'd say. Say I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I was feeling uninspired and so unmotivated. My get up and go is gone. Staring at the walls is just so overrated. So I finally got back out of bed to sing this song, and I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I don't mind getting up when the doorbell rings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Every day that passes, I'm feeling just a little bit better. My outlook is significantly improved. You know, I never was a real go-getter, but now I feel I'm finally getting. getting back in the groove, and I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. I even took the time to change my ukulele strings. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. Looking dreary, and you're feeling unenthused and depressed. Heed my advice, it's more than just a theory. Take a shower, comb your hair, and get dressed, and you'll be slowly getting back into the swing of things. Actually looking forward to what tomorrow brings. Things are looking up, is what the bluebird sings. I'm slowly getting back. Swing
of
things.
Gene Friedman at the Saturday Light Brigade and getting back into the swing of things. I was thinking about that song, and Gene Friedman, if you're more or less a baby boomer, his big hit was song called Ariel. Ariel. Da, 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 da. And that song mentions test patterns on TV. And I was together with the hosts of the Kitzberg podcast yesterday, which we produce here at our studios. And somehow we got onto the subject of test patterns on television and how stations actually would sign off around 1 or 2 in the morning, which certainly is not the way of the world these days. Here's our high clue once again, just for you. Song about a trip from Monroe to Spencer that ended in Danville. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Jennifer in the Garden State of New Jersey. Jennifer, we're so happy you're tuned in. Thank you for checking in to say hello. Let's say Ralph has the correct answer to this morning's high clue. And I am going to search for other correct answers. And you can share yours with us at 412-200-5975 if you care to. Or 1-888-SLBRADIO. Did I say hello to Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville? I think I thought I did it, but I didn't. So hello to Mrs. Edwards, just in case I missed it. Tommy in North Chesterfield not only knew the correct answer, but he knew the lyrics to the song we were referring to. Bruce came up with the correct answer as well. And Ross has it also. And here is Rick in Highland Park. Rick mentioned that this was one of the very first songs he ever learned. Tom and McCandless also came up with the correct answer. And Rick mentions that his baby sister was born in Lynchburg, and they were driving to Danville. Actually being driven to Danville. And there is a very steep grade from the Appalachian Hills to the Piedmont, making it quite understandable about the incident that gave birth to this song. The song we're looking for is The Wreck of the Old 97, a big hit for Johnny Cash, and it tells the true story about a train crash in Danville and a bit about it. And you can hear the story conveyed to you in this song.
Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in dispenser on time. He turned around and looked at his black crazy fireman, saying, shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross that wide old mountain, you can watch him 97 roll. From Lynchburg to Danville on a stretch with a 3-mile grade. It was on that stretch that the air brakes failed him, and you seen what a jump that he made. He was going around the curve making 90 miles an hour when his vessel broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by the steam.
You've got The Wreck of the Old 97, Vernon Dahlhart, if memory serves. Popularized that song. And Christopher in Monroeville came up with the correct answer. And Sharon and Russ have been to Danville, Virginia. Jim in Blackridge also has the correct answer. And I think I'm up to date. Ricky, do you have anything to share? Legends, if you knew we were looking for the wreck of the old 97. And the story of the rail disaster involved the Southern Railway mail train. Its official name was the Fast Mail, but it was known as number 97. It was en route from Monroe, Virginia to Spencer, North Carolina. And it got behind, and the story is that excessive speed was introduced to maintain the schedule. The train derailed at the Stillhouse Trestle near Danville, Virginia. It careened off the side of the bridge, killing 11 onboard personnel and injuring 7 others. And the wreck inspired the ballad that you just heard, which was Mark Templeton and Pocket changed his version of the song. And that ballad was the focus of a copyright lawsuit and also became a seminal song of country music. Congratulations to you if you came up with the wreck of the old 97. Another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. And as we head there, let's have a little breakfast with Mindy Simmons at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You give me hard eggs in the morning, cheese, I'll let you go. You give me hard eggs in the morning, cheese, I'll let you go. You just hot butter grit your teeth and bury it. I don't love you anymore. Don't give me that glazed look. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I never sausage misery. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I never sausage misery. You treated me so ungratefully. You gave me the raisins to be free. Orange juice, ashamed of yourself. What do you expect Benedict me to do? Boy, I got muffin else to say. What do you expect Benedict me to do now? You better come up with something, cause I got muffin else to say. You left such a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. I ain't leaving them home fries burning for you, baby. You giving me hard eggs in the morning. Cheese, I'll let you go. You give me hard eggs every morning. Scrambling my brain, boy, I'll let you go. You just hot butter grit your teeth and bear it. I ain't gonna kiss you anymore. Jelly roll it again.
That's Mindy Simmons at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHA, FM Grove City, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, Keysport, SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find a link where you can listen right on our own player, as well as links to our placement at sites including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number, which is pretty cool. You just call this number if you have unlimited long distance but limited internet service. It's a great way to tune in. 631-359-8728.
I hope you don't mind when an old man sings. Help me to keep my mind on things. So when I go where the animals drive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, here, there, everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, here, there, everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks.